Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The DH, Glennallen Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tim McIntosh. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. One out. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga hits a line drive into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields the ball and throws to Otto covering. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bichette hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it and throws to second for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Two outs. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Tim McIntosh batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McIntosh takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Surhoff scores. Hamilton scores. McIntosh moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards first. McIntosh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball four. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McIntosh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McIntosh hits a pop-up for an out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a line drive for a single. McIntosh moves to third. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Listach is 0-for-2 in the game. Listach hits a line drive for a single. McIntosh scores. Fletcher scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Listach steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive beyond third. Seitzer can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McIntosh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McIntosh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Hamilton moves to third. Eric Plunk now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Listach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Listach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wegman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Plunk covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette strikes out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground for a single. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Tim McIntosh. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs now playing first base. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.